The General Electric Theater. Tonight, starring Miss Irene Dunne. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the General Electric Theater, presented by the makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances, General Electric. Tonight we bring you Miss Irene Dunne in Penny Serenade. Tonight the General Electric Company is proud to present one of the most unforgettable stories ever to come from the film capital. It is perhaps the most popular vehicle in the career of one of our most popular and famous actresses. We are privileged to bring you a transcription of Martha Cheven's Penny Serenade, starring Miss Irene Dunne. But first, it's two great GE appliances in one. General Electric's new twin system refrigerator food freezer. Up top, there's a GE food freezer with its own separate refrigerating system, its own separate door, its own separate insulation, and room to store as many as 89 packages of frozen food for up to a year at true 0 degree cold. Yes, this GE refrigerator food freezer is two appliances in one. Down below the GE freezer, there's a big roomy GE refrigerator with automatic defrost. No buttons to push, no clocks to set, no pans to empty. Defrosting the refrigerator section is completely automatic. And you never cover leftovers. GE's moist cold keeps them from drying out. Keeps vegetables, fruits, dewy fresh. See General Electric's twin system refrigerator food freezer at your GE dealers. You can own one for only about $5.46 per week after a small down payment. And now the first act of Penny Serenade, starring Miss Irene Dunne.
Oh, you did manage. Oh, Jumbo, that's wonderful. All right, wait a minute. I'll let you talk to Raj. It's Jumbo, Raj.
I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to anybody.
Jumbo, Raj is busy right now. Why don't you come over? We'll be here all day.
Julie. I'll be over. Bye.
Bye, Jumbo.
What's so wonderful?
Well, Jumbo said the bank just agreed to lend him the money, and he's coming over to give us the check. Oh, I'm so glad for him.
He's taking over my newspaper, and you're glad, huh? That's just great.
Oh, now, you know I'm not glad that we have to sell. It's just, well, Jumbo's been such a good friend.
I want a drink. Where's that bottle? I can't find a thing with all these cartons and crates lying
around. Roger, don't drink now, please. Jumbo's coming over, and he has a proposition to offer you. He'd like you to work with him.
You mean for him? No, I am not interested in working on a paper I no longer own. Have you seen the bottle?
Listen to me. It wouldn't be newspaper work. He has some printing contracts lined up, and he says he needs a front man, someone with class. You know the way he talks.
Someone with class, eh? Is that a good description of your husband, Mrs. Carey? I see you agree with me. Thanks loads.
Rog, I didn't...
Never mind. That bottle was here this morning before you started messing things around. You have to clutter up the apartment like this?
Well, I'm only trying to get things ready for the moving men.
Does it have to be done today? Is Jumbo in that much of a rush to sling us out?
No, of course not, but...
Oh, here it is. Empty. It's empty. Do we have any money? I'll go out and get a bottle.
All right, my purse is in Trina's room. I was just packing her clothes to give to the orphanage. I thought, well, there's no point in keeping them. No.
All right. I'll charge it. I don't feel like going in there. Where's my coat? Where's...
Oh, Rod, be careful. Rod, our records, my phonograph records.
I only broke a few.
I had them wrapped so carefully. It took me hours. You don't know what it is to pack, to break up an apartment and pack. You haven't lifted a hand to help.
Oh,
you...
Shut up. Oh. Why, shame on you, wife of mine. This isn't a time for tears. It's a time for celebration. It's not every day a newspaper man loses his paper and press. Here, I'll put on some records for you. Records of a happy marriage. You just stay here and enjoy them. Fond memories, every note a chuckle, right? Sure. You just sit here and listen and count our blessings.
Oh, Raj. Raj. How does it happen? Where does it go? Why can't it be held forever? We started so well with so much love, and we're winding up hating the sight and the sound of each other. And there's no putting a finger on the time or the place of the change. Everything, and then suddenly nothing. It seems only a minute ago that we were happy. Only a minute in 8 years.
Excuse me. Do you have a kiss I could borrow?
That's what he said, the very first moment we met. My apartment, Greenwich Village. Only 8 years ago? Yes. I had the phonograph going. It was Penny Serenade. I had just washed my hair and was about to have dinner. Just a moment. Yes?
Excuse me, do you have a kiss I could borrow?
What?
Well, I mean, a can opener. Yes, my Freudian slip is showing.
A can opener?
Uh-huh. I just moved into the apartment across the hall, and I can't find... my name's Carrie, Roger Carrie.
I'm Julie Henslow.
Hi.
Hi. I thought old Mr. Barlow had the place across the hall.
He was subletting for me and my brother Phil. I just got out of the Corps, Marine Corps. Say, I smell food burning.
Oh, my chops. Oh, the nick of time. Almost.
Good. About that can opener.
You say this is your first day out of the service?
No. I was discharged in California yesterday, just in time to catch the plane here. This is my first day in civilian clothes, though.
Oh. Well, are you dead set on eating out of a can? If you're not, you can have one of my chops. Sort of a welcome home.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Julie.
And your brother, Phil... You may have the other. I'm a very light
eater. I left Phil in California at Berkeley. He's the serious one in the family. He's studying to be a psychiatrist, a loony fixer. Say, this is wonderful, Julie. A girl, my first evening home. You like to dance?
Oh, very much.
Good. I'm broke at the moment. There was a crap game on the plane. But I'll get an advance tomorrow and tomorrow night, maybe.
Sure, I'd love to. Advance on what?
I get my old job back. Reporter, press telegram. Well, now, how about some music with our dinner?
Keep it gay, they were saying that year. Keep it gay. Tagline from some Broadway play. And that's the way we kept it. His gang and my gang. We danced every night. Is it possible we haven't danced in years? And the shows and the ball games and the little bars and restaurants. The first day of spring that year, we stayed up all night to greet the sun, and then he took me down to the Press Telegram building.
Jumbo, this is Julie. She's my girl.
No. You could knock me over. Are you kidding?
We're going to be married this week.
What?
Yep, as soon as we clear up the license and blood test.
Well, you could knock me over.
She didn't know?
Surprised, Julie? It's yes, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And we're going to honeymoon in Japan.
Japan?
That's right. They're giving me a 2-year contract, byline, and a ding of a salary.
Married, and a wonderful honeymoon, and then reality for the first time. The salary was smaller than Roger thought, and there was no provision for a wife, neither passage nor living expenses. We didn't have a penny in the bank. So he left for Japan, and it took me 8 months to save enough money to go to him. 8 dreary months before I had my ticket for the Orient. I arrived in San Francisco on a raw, foggy evening.
It's Julie, isn't it?
You're Philip, my brother-in-law.
Yes. Welcome to San Francisco. Oh, you're much prettier than in the photo.
Oh, well, thank you.
Say, we can have dinner together, can't we? The food here isn't too bad. Rather good, in fact.
Oh, well, of course we can. I'd love to. two brothers could possibly be less alike. Everything about Phil, every gesture, showed strength and purpose, direction.
You know, I've always felt responsible for Raj, Julie. Now I turn him over to your hands. Good hands. Tender and yet strong. Julie.
Yes?
I know this will sound a bit foolish, even trite, but I feel as though we're not strangers. As though we've always known each other.
Phil, so do I. So do I.
Julie, let's not be like everyone else. Let's never say goodbye. Never.
Never, Phil. I promise. Japan was just like I'd imagined. Exquisite and exciting. Raj and I had a fine time while we were there. Almost like a never-ending honeymoon. A beautiful home and servants and lots of acquaintances. Every day was like a holiday. Every day but one. Every day but the last day.
Julie! Julie!
Here on the porch. What are you doing home so early?
I couldn't wait to tell you. I got a wire from Phil.
Is he all right?
What? Oh, of course he's all right. Oh. Cook San, bring me a drink, a long, cold one. So hot in town.
Yes, I know. I've just come from there.
Have you? Julie, I have the greatest news, but the greatest.
So have I.
Remember I told you I had a godfather, Judge Benson? He's dead. He left me a fortune, at least $30,000.
No.
We're going to take a cruise around the world, you and I. I've checked the job.
You've resigned?
Of course. Isn't this great news?
Almost as nice as mine.
We'll... What? What do you mean?
I visited the doctor this afternoon. We're going to have a child.
No.
Yes.
You don't mean it.
Yes.
Oh, Julie, what a day for our side. We'll have a party tonight. I'll invite everybody in Tokyo. Cook-san, never mind that drink. Oh, Julie, honey. I'll be back soon.
Oh, no, where are you going,
Ron? Press club, flash the news, get some flowers, hand out cigars.
Please, here, drink.
Oh, never mind. Mr. Carey just left.
Left? You want?
No, thank you. What's that?
Earthquake!
Oh, Roger! Roger! Roger!
It's all right, Julie, honey. It's all right.
Raj.
I'm here, Julie. Try not to talk. You've been very sick.
I've been dreaming. Thought I saw Phil.
You did see him, honey.
Here?
Well, we're not in Tokyo, Julie. We're in San Francisco and in a hospital.
Hospital?
You're all right now, though.
Oh.
You got hurt in a quake. So I had you flown here for treatment.
Yes, I remember. Earthquake. You left. Baby. Raj. Baby.
Shh, please, honey.
Baby.
We lost it, honey.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, Raj. Oh, no.
It looks like a GE refrigerator, stands upright like a GE refrigerator, fits into your kitchen like a GE refrigerator, but it's the new General Electric upright food freezer. And lady, this new GE upright food freezer holds up to 490 pounds of frozen food, almost a quarter of a ton. Why, that's like having a supermarket right in your home. And everything's so easy to get at in this GE upright food freezer. It opens just like a refrigerator, even has sliding adjustable shelves and door shelves, too. And you can bet it's dependable, for like all General Electric food freezers, it's equipped with the same refrigerating mechanism that's kept more than 3.5 million General Electric refrigerators in service 10 years or longer. Ask your GE dealer to tell you how you can own a new GE upright food freezer for about $5.36 a week after a low down payment. And now with our star, Miss Irene Dunn, we bring you the second act of Penny's Serenade.
No one can say Raj and I didn't try to make a go of it. We tried twice. Once after we were married, and again after we lost the baby and learned we could never have another. To try again, that was a real decision on my part. Phil helped me make it just before I left the hospital.
You've had a low blow, Julie, but life is sometimes a whole series of fouls. You just have to cope.
Oh, but I'm tired of coping.
Maybe, but coping is all there is. Will you stop breathing just because there's coal dust in the air? We all have to learn to face life the way it is, not the way we imagine it to be. Of course, it takes courage.
I have none left.
Sure you have. You're all right, so is he. Neither of you's given marriage a chance, though. You've just begun. I want to see you have a home, kids.
I can no longer have kids.
Ever thought of adoption?
Why? No.
Well, you give it a thought. Give Raj a thought, too. Don't let the marriage down, not without another go at it. Right, Julie?
Right, Phil. Right.
Oh, I've been called away, so I won't see you again before you and Raj leave.
Oh, Phil.
No, Julie, not goodbye. Remember?
Yes, I remember, Phil. Never goodbye. Roger's inheritance was closer to 10,000 than 30. With it, he bought the Courier Press, Westchester County, New York. The Courier Press, a two-story building, apartment upstairs, office and press room downstairs. Goodwill thrown in for free. Also thrown in for free was an $8,000 mortgage, which Roger was positive he could pay off in no time. Jumbo Jones was hired as foreman, handyman, pressman, troubleshooter, and what have you. And then we went the rounds of the adoption agencies, looking for a baby.
Mrs. Roger Carey?
Yes. Oh, yes. Now, we'd like a 3-year-old child, blue eyes, gold hair, cleft chin, sweet disposition, and as soon as possible.
Oh, you'll be fortunate if we can get you one in a year.
A whole year?
Real parents wait almost a year.
Oh, yes, I know, but we've waited so long already.
Yes, but you're both still young. Now, just let me make a few notes. Have you a house with a yard?
No. Oh, but there's a wonderful park nearby.
Will the child have a room of its own?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
References? Weekly income? Source of income?
A year. Another year. And suddenly, one afternoon...
This is Miss Oliver. I imagine you thought we'd forgotten you. Well, we have a baby here, a little girl with a wonderful history. It seems so exactly the one for you. Would you and your husband like to come in and see her?
Raj! Raj! They found us a baby!
Why doesn't she stop?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a pin.
No, I've looked a dozen times.
Is that the baby? They give it to you right away?
Yes, we just got her home, but she's been crying all the way, every foot of the way.
Do you know anything at all about babies?
You kidding? I raised four of my sister's kids. Give me that baby.
Is she sick, Jumbo? Is she sick?
Didn't they give you no instructions?
Yes, a list right here.
Oh, yeah, I thought so.
But what is it, for heaven's sake?
Can't you read? It's after 8 o'clock, and it says she's to be fed formula at 6.
Oh, I'll make the formula.
I'll make the formula.
Shh, your Uncle Jumbo is here now. You're going to be okay. What's her name?
Trina.
I like it. You're going to be all right, Trina. Sure.
She was more than all right. Trina. All the angels that ever were wrapped up in a baby, not quite one. Then not quite two, then three, and four. When the agency gave us the final papers for Trina, we said, nothing can ever take her away from us now. But then, less than 2 months ago, a sudden, brief, hopeless illness, and she was gone. Quickly, so quickly. And now there's nothing left. Hello?
Is this Julia Carey?
Yes?
San Francisco calling. One moment, please. Go ahead, San Francisco.
Hello. Hello, Julie.
Oh, Phil.
I just came home from the office and found your letter. Is it really as bad as you say, Julie?
Oh, Phil, I can't stand it anymore. There's nothing left to this marriage.
Oh, surely you're...
No, there's only misery. He hates me. I want to leave him. I want you to tell me it's all right to leave him.
Well, the last time I saw you in the hospital...
I was only a kid then, a green, dumb kid. I didn't know what it was all about. You were right to tell me to start again, but I'm no longer a kid, Phil. I'm a million years old. I've tried to make it work. Believe me, I've tried.
I can't tell you you're right or wrong. The choice is for you to make, only you. You hold your life in your own two hands, Julie, and you're the only one who can dispose of it. Understand?
I think so, Phil. I think so. One moment. Come in.
It's me, Julie. Old Roger on?
He'll be back soon. Sit down, Jumbo. Congratulations to you.
Yeah. I got the check. First time I ever really owned anything more than the clothes on my back.
Well, we think it's just wonderful for you.
Wish he'd front for me. I ain't got class, Julie. No need to crate all this stuff so fast, you know. You got all the time in the world.
I know.
A pretty room. I'm always telling my sister how nice you'll fix things up. Oh, am I making a pest of myself? You want me to go?
No. I was just sitting here listening to some old records.
Your eyes are all red. They make you feel bad?
Little.
There's always some fool song a person can't bear to hear.
I know.
Living sure is peculiar. Some big things in a life, but mostly just a lot of little things. You worry along with the little things from one day to the next, and first thing you know, you're getting old, and you think you've went and lost your chance for the big things. But you ain't. You've had them, too, all along. Why, I remember so plain the day Rods brought you into the composing room. Just a couple of kids. I can't help think how much you two have went through together since then. What a lot you shared. Okay, I'll shut up. I ramble like a dumbbell, but I ain't so dumb, Julie.
I know. I understood every word. Thanks, Jumbo.
Yeah. Getting chilly in here. You want me to fire the furnace?
Yes, would you please?
There was a letter in the mailbox. Here.
Thanks. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Carey, although you never said anything about adopting a second child, still it occurred to me today when the little boy I have in mind was brought in. Yes, Jumbo?
It's not Jumbo. Well, what are you looking at me for?
Your shoes are all wet.
Go ahead and say it. Say you're disappointed in me. You think it, why not say it? I haven't got a home, we haven't got a living. All I need for it to be 100% bust is for you to leave me. For the life of me, I don't see why you don't. I'm licked.
Sit down. Let me take off your shoes. You're not licked, Rod, not unless you want to be.
The old school try, is that what you're trying to tell me? Well, I don't want to hear it.
Julie. It's only that I've gone nearly crazy thinking of Trina. I keep thinking of the time I didn't give her and the walk I never took her on and the story I was too busy.
I know it's the same with me.
You too?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, Raj, could we have shared so much and not this?
Julie, I wanted to kill myself this afternoon. And I thought of our marriage, the things that have happened. And Julie?
Yes?
Whatever its cost, it's been worth it.
Yes. Yes. Want to try it again? Start all over? Adopt another child?
Adopt?
Miss Oliver's offering us a chance.
We still got the crib in the attic?
Yes, and the gate for the stairs.
And all the bottles and nipples and things?
Well, yes, I think so.
Was that Jumbo I saw downstairs?
Yes.
He offered me a job, you know. Julie, do you want to?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much, Rot. With whatever it brings.
Miss Irene Dunn will be back in just a moment. You ladies who are in favor of cleaner washes, listen. The beautiful new General Electric automatic washer gives you the whitest, brightest wash ever. GE's famous activator washing action swirls clothes through three separate washing zones, coaxes the last speck of soil out of work clothes, gives dainty things tender, loving care. And this GE automatic washer doesn't drain the dirty water down through the clothes the way many old-style washers do. Instead, GE's famous Spin Dry spins the dirty, soapy wash water up and out, away from the clothes. The spinning action is so thorough, many pieces are dry enough to iron right out of the washer. And a GE automatic washer is really automatic. You set the control, your work is through. Ask your General Electric dealer how you can own the new General Electric automatic washer for only about $3.90 per week after a small down payment. And now, our star, Miss Irene Dunn.
I'd like to add my word, Ken, about those General Electric appliances. They certainly make life easier in our house.
I was hoping you'd say that, Irene. But tell us, what are you doing to keep cool this summer?
Well, I don't think of it quite that way, Ken. I use the summer to get right out in the sun whenever I can.
Oh, a true sun worshiper, eh?
Well, indirectly, anyway. I'm really a golf lover, and after all, one can't play golf indoors, you know.
I have a suspicion you've been up in Ojai again.
Yes, that's right. And I'm going right back just as soon as I can.
Well, then we won't keep you a minute longer. And thank you, Irene Dunn, for being with us tonight.
It was a pleasure. Good night, everybody.
General Electric Theater has brought you Penny Serenade, starring Miss Irene Dunn, with William Johnstone as Roger. Featured in tonight's cast were Herb Butterfield, Jack Moyles, Virginia Gregg, and Bill James. Penny Serenade was written by Martha Chevens and adapted for radio by Walter Brown Newman, with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim and music by Wilbur Hatch. General Electric Theater is transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to be with us next week at this same time when General Electric, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances, will bring you William Powell in Robert Carson's domestic comedy, Father Came Home, on the General Electric Theater. Join us, won't you?
This is the CBS Radio Network.